Welcome in, North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher, joining us to kick off the hour. Mr. Mayor, how are you this wonderful Wednesday?
I'm well this morning, Tristan. How are you doing?
I can't complain. A little cooler temperature-wise today, but my goodness, we've been spoiled to start the work week off.
That's right. The last couple days were beautiful. I'll tell you, though, I love the changes of season here in Nebraska, so I'm looking forward to a little cool weather.
Yeah, get to experience a little bit of everything, and looks like Thanksgiving next week going to be mild temperatures. I can remember some years where we've had it really, really good or really, really bad for that Thanksgiving holiday.
That's right. My favorite thing about Nebraska is you can experience all four seasons in the same day sometimes.
Sometimes so, in just a matter of hours.
That's right. That's right.
Mayor Kelleher, last night's North Platte City Council meeting, a lot of routine procedures. I want to talk about a couple of appointments. Reappointment of Tina McGuire, who's been a very active citizen for a long time, and then the appointment of George Hawes to the tree board, was it?
That's correct, yes.
So yes. A couple of individuals that have been very involved in our community for a number of years, and tell us about the appointment process that you had with these two individuals and the reappointment for Ms. McGuire.
Well, in the case of Mr. Hawes, he actually submitted an application wanting to be appointed to the tree board, which people do from time to time. In other cases, sometimes I call people, or Renee White helps me out once in a while. She knows people who might be interested, and so she'll call them and ask them. And in the case of Mrs. McGuire, she is reappointment, and Renee reached out to her and said, "Are you interested in continuing?" And she said, "Oh, yes," because she loves trees and loves to contribute. So we just went through the reappointment after that. So it's a simple process. There's an application online, and people print it and email them in to us. And it's really nice when people do that, because then we have a list of folks who might be interested in specific boards. Many times when an appointment comes up, I have to sit around and think about who might be good, or I poll other people and say, "Who do you know that would be interested in this?" And then end up calling them and talking them into it in some cases, kind of like how you got on the Planning Commission. That wasn't me. Of course, that was Mayor Livingston, but same scenario.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to get involved, help the community, and great way to get a first-hand lesson in local government, too.
That is correct. And the tree board, honestly, they do some really cool things. They plant trees. Lyle Minchel helps them out a lot in terms of looking after trees and taking care of them. Right now they're going through the process of nominating the tree of the year, I believe.
Oh, cool.
And so that'll become public here shortly if it's not already.
And George Hawes, great community individual, too. We know him from Community Connections. Works part-time here at the station, too. A lot of folks don't know that, but good, active individual in our community, and he's been known to go to council meetings pretty regularly. I think he was there a few weeks ago talking about clean air at the proposed horse racing track. So, good individual in our community, and I'm sure that was an easy appointment for you to make, especially with him applying.
That's correct.
Mayor Kelleher, last night's city council meeting, there was also some discussion on Cody Park, specifically on the ever-growing sport of pickleball. I had a couple of the great pickleball fanatics in our city, Barb Baldridge and Kevin Wood, talk at the public meeting.
I think fanatics, that might be a good term for those two. And we have a lot of people who sport pickleball in town, and Barb Baldridge and Kevin Wood are certainly two of the front runners in pickleball support. They've done a lot to raise pickleball awareness and get people to play, and if you've ever have any inkling and ever want to play pickleball, all you have to do is go over to Memorial Park, and there's almost always people there. I imagine with the cooling temperatures, maybe not quite as often now, in the warmer weather, though. And what's great about that group is they'll just say, "Hey, do you want to play?" And then they'll kind of teach you the rules if you don't know, and they don't care if you're good or bad. They just want you to have fun doing it, and that's kind of the ideal situation for a sport like pickleball.
If Kevin Wood can teach me fractions, he can teach anybody anything. I think that he's qualified. So, and Barb, too, great advocate. And you yourself have played pickleball, Brandon.
Yes, and Terry and I both played pickleball. We haven't been out there. When the summer kind of got real hot, we tuned out pickleball and went to yard work. but I think we'll be back at it in the spring when the weather's a little warmer.
So last night, very informal, just some preliminary discussion on converting some tennis courts at Cody Park that need a little bit of work and TLC into some pickleball courts, potentially.
That is one potential design. We also, Matt Kibben and I met yesterday with a group of people who represent the tennis association locally. And I suppose there was probably 15 people or so that came and spoke with us over lunch hour yesterday, and they, generally speaking, they represent tennis, and they're concerned about the quality of the courts, and they're concerned about the number of courts.
Sure.
And so we're going to work on getting the I'm air quoting here, tennis people and the pickleball people together. Mm-hmm. because Matt and I both have the approach, if we're going to have to rebuild and we're going to have to change things, which is what's going to have to happen, really, at Cody Park with the tennis courts, let's do it right.
Sure.
Let's create something that's truly fantastic for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to take some money. And the pickleball folks have been able to raise money. The tennis crew has some possible grants they could apply for as well that would help, but there are some parameters around those grants. And so what we need to do is get everybody together and figure out a great solution so we can end up with a tremendous pickleball slash tennis area.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that's exactly where we'll land, but we have to work together to create really great things in town, and this is going to be a great example, I think.
And the Cody Park, too, what better of a destination for it? And George Lobby and I were talking on the air yesterday. I think as a North Platte native as well, Brandon, you'll be surprised to find out there's not a basketball court over at Cody Park. George told me that yesterday, and I thought, my goodness, I'd never have thought about that, but there isn't now that I think about it.
I don't believe there is. I think at one point there was a single basketball court over there, but I believe it was absorbed by a playground at some point.
Yeah.
So
I was shocked to find that out. I thought, I've never thought about that before, but my goodness, they're right. But there's so much to do at Cody Park that you don't think about it.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot to do in Cody Park, and Cody Park is one of our great attractions in our community.
Sure.
And one of the things that I really want to see happen is that entire area be improved over the next several years. But it's going to take a lot of public-private partnerships to do,
mm-hmm.
because the city just simply does not have the money to dole out millions of dollars to improve all the parks. I wish we did, but mm-hmm. we simply don't, and nor would it be responsible to do so, especially when we have streets in the states that they're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
But getting to the public partnerships, public-private partnerships, that's what will get those areas improve. That's what the communities around us often do, and they don't use that technique for necessarily everything, but they use it for many of the great things they have in the communities. Kearney's a good example, Grand Island's another example, and North Platte needs to take the same path to improve, because I really do believe in sports tourism. I think that it's a great thing.
Absolutely.
The Visitors Bureau has some great ideas around that, and if we all get together, we can make some really great stuff, and it will economically improve our community, and there'll be more to do in our town.
North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher joining us to recap last night's North Platte City Council meeting. And Mr. Mayor, there was some discussion last night around changes in wards on the heels of the 2020 census. And we talked about this a little bit a couple weeks ago as there was primary discussion or preliminary discussion on the matter. And last night it was an official council item and was on first reading officially, right?
That's correct. That's conducted with an ordinance, and so it requires three readings unless the council chooses to waive. However, I suspect that this one will go all three readings just because of the matter. And the redistricting within the city limits of North Platte was really quite minor. Most of it involved the border kind of between Ward 4 and the southern part of the community. And in general, the border moved a little bit south.
Okay.
We were joking with Councilman Garrick a couple weeks ago because the border is now just across on the other side of the street from where he lives.
And yeah.
So
if the ball that his kid's playing with in the driveway rolls across the street, Councilman Garrick leaves his ward.
Exactly. So we had a little fun with him about that. But other than that, the changes were quite minor. And the goal of redistricting, of course, is to try to keep the population roughly similar in all
sure.
the wards so that equal representation is being conducted. It's a great thing, and in our case, it's quite minor, so I don't anticipate any issues.
Yeah, very minor, and like you said, this is something that needs to be done. Try to keep population the same throughout each one of our four wards. And the big noteworthy item with this is all the current council representatives will not leave their current wards. So, for example, Councilman Garrick remains in Ward 3. He'll remain a Ward 3 representative, as will all of his colleagues on the city council.
That is correct.
Mayor Kelleher, what else would you like to bring up this morning, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk briefly about the employee handbook. That was another item that was informational on the council agenda.
Sure.
And the council will likely vote on that sometime in December. I'm not sure which meeting, probably the second one. But the reason that's important is that sets kind of the employment parameters and things about city employees. And we had an actual technical error in the agenda that was published on the web. When the document was printed, it was printed without the changes showing on it.
Oops.
So it looked like the old document, which created some excitement within the city employees because it was not reflective of what they had been told.
It was a test to make sure they were paying attention.
Exactly. Well, it was a very unfortunate error because, let's be honest, you can do a lot of things with employees and make a lot of changes, but when you touch their pocketbook, it's a different scenario.
Going to raise some eyebrows.
And we made a mistake there. And so I spent some time at the council meeting, and we handed the council the correct pages and said, please replace these pages in your book with the correct pages that showed the changes to make sure that they were considering the right thing. There's a lot of meat and a lot of changes because that book has not been changed substantially since 1996.
Okay.
So we're going on 26, 27 years here without any significant changes, and it's time to update it. And so the council will take up consideration. So if anyone has any thoughts or input on that, feel free to reach out to your council representative or me, and happy to talk to you. And the council asked a couple questions about verbiage in there, and we might change a couple verbs slightly, but it didn't change the meaning of anything that was discussed last night.
Is something like this involve our city attorney a little bit then, too, with verbiage in an employee handbook?
It does. The city attorney will look at it to make sure that the language is not only defensible but also accurate in its statement.
Okay. I was just curious about that. So
yes.
Good to have Mr. Waite's eyes on that. Never going to hurt.
He
could always use something extra to do.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And Mr. Kibben started the review of the handbook. Oh, I don't know exactly when it was. It's been most of a year ago, though. Probably in December, January, somewhere in
there. Our city administrator started diving into it a little bit.
Right, and he had a committee, four or five other people in the committee, to go through and kind of review what the changes should be.
All city employees, I imagine?
Yes, that's correct. All city employees, including the city attorney. And they worked through quite a bit of it, and then there was some concern about the conversion into potential conversion to PTO, and so expressed by the employees. So Matt and Lane Grosseth and Don Miller and others went around and met with each department face-to-face to explain the changes, because you can imagine the rumor mill kind of took over, as rumor mills tend to do.
That can happen, especially in our local town.
Exactly, and there was a lot of, let's call it misinterpretation, going around.
Sure.
And so they clarified it, and I don't think that changes to the employee handbook is probably never going to make everyone happy, but what you have to do is do what makes sense for the employee and also what makes sense for the entity. So that's what the goal is.
And it's a bigger picture kind of thing, too. You're thinking about 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 10 months.
Right, right. And 20 years from now, hopefully this is a living document, and every few years it'll change a little bit based on what the parameters of employment are. But if not, 20 years from now, You might be sitting here talking to some other mayor who'll be talking about changing the employee handbook for the first time in 20 years. I mean, you never know.
We'll bring you in as a co-host that
year. Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mayor Kelleher, some discussion last night, too, on public comments at public hearings. And that's been a hot topic as of the past month, I would say, or so.
That's correct. Where we landed a couple meetings ago was, was that everyone agreed that it's a difficult thing to handle and have everyone perceive that it's public comment periods of time are fair. And it is true. It's a complex issue, and I suspect that that's why a lot of legislators and things have very designated periods of time. You have 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever the case may be, and then you're literally cut off. What I have always tried to do is to let people talk as long as they're continuing to make points or contribute to the discussion, provide new information or something, but when they start to repeat themselves or they wander from topic, as we all do from time to time, I'd ask them to sort of sum up what they're saying and conclude. And I think for the most part that's pretty successful, but Mr. Williams expressed that there had been some people he were aware of that were frustrated by the time limit. So I started an experiment last night where I'm just recording how long people talk. And as long as they continue to provide new information or contribute to the subject that's being discussed, I'm going to let them talk. I'm going to do this for 3 or 4 meetings, and then I'm going to find what the median time is.
Okay. Bit of a mathematical equation.
Exactly. And I don't like to make decisions without some data. So let's gather some data, see what usually happens. And, just by way of an example, I think it's going to be an interesting experiment because Barb Baldridge talked for just almost exactly 15 minutes last night. Might a few seconds under.
And she would be an expert on the matter that you were discussing last night, too.
That is correct. And Coach Wood talked for almost exactly 3 minutes. Okay. It was slightly under 3 minutes. So those are the only two that I really had to record. Those are the only public speakers. So we'll go through the next couple meetings and see how long people speak. And then hopefully in the new year, the new calendar year, we can have some discussions about maybe our usual time is adjusted to 5 minutes or something along those lines. So,
and I've been very impressed, Mayor Keller, about the way that you've handled this out of the gate. I was in attendance at your first meeting where you were sworn in officially by the city attorney, and been very impressed about the way that you can conduct the meeting and the way that you keep people's comments in line and make sure that they have enough time to say their piece and everything. And the council a couple weeks ago when this discussion came up officially kind of voted to keep the ball in your court and leave it up to your discretion as the mayor.
Yep, they left me in charge, so.
Lucky you.
Yes, exactly. I'm not sure if they did that because they like me or not.
Could be a little bit of both.
That's right. That's right.
Mayor Keller, as we prepare to wrap up, there's some conversation brewing in our community, and there will continue to be on sustainable beef. So what's the official timetable look like for the conversation on the proposed meatpacking plant in the city of North Platte?
Well, it would appear that we're entering a time in the next month or so that is going to be one of those times that could set the direction for our community. And December is going to be an interesting month in our town. Now, there's lots of things that have to happen after this goes through the city of North Platte.
Sure.
However, it's going to be an interesting time in our community. So let me just kind of read off the dates. The Sustainable Beef Redevelopment Plan will go to the Planning Commission on November 23rd, 2021. So that's this coming Tuesday at 5:30. And assuming that the Planning Commission passes it without any issues, then there'll be a Community Redevelopment Authority meeting on 11:29 at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
We've scheduled that CRA meeting already because of the holidays and things like that, we want to make sure it's on everyone's calendars.
Sure. It's a busy time of the year.
Yes. In the event that the Planning Commission does not pass it or sends the plan back for further clarification, then, of course, that CRA meeting wouldn't occur. But assuming that the CRA meeting then files a resolution to pass the plan on to City Hall with the comments from the Planning Commission, then the sustainable beef issue will be taken up on December 7th by the City Council.
And would that require three readings unless waived by a council representative?
Nope, it's not an ordinance.
Oh,
so
okay.
it will be a single vote.
But there will be a public hearing at that meeting, I would imagine?
Yes. Well, we will, even if there's not a public hearing on it, we will take comments from
okay.
the folks. So.
And there will be a public hearing on it, I believe, at the Planning Commission this Tuesday.
That's so. Correct. It's a TIF project, so I believe it requires a public hearing. But either way, we will take comments and they'll have discussion. And then assuming that the City Council passes it, then the CRA has the final say with the conclusion of the development agreement and that sort of thing. And that will occur, has to occur within a month of the City Council approving. So the latest that meeting would be January 7th. It's likely to be after
okay.
the first of the year because of the holidays, so probably within the first week of January. We won't schedule that until we see where City Council lands.
So does that mean that by January 15th, tentatively, sustainable beef would be out of the conversation in terms of the City of North Platte, with the exception of some possible ordinances?
Depending on the transfer of property and how the City Council decides to handle that, it may not be resolved by January 15th, but into early February, yes, that would be the case.
Wow, I'm kind of surprised that we're already nearing this conclusion, but it's been a little while, it seems like, too, so it's hard to believe that the resolution with the City of North Platte coming to its conclusion on that matter, so it'll be interesting to see, and encourage folks, if they have strong thoughts on it, to reach out to their elected officials, whether that's you or a council representative, Mayor Kelleher. And if they're not sure on who their council representative is, they can always find out on the City of North Platte's website, I believe.
That is correct. And the council has received, over this time since we've been discussing sustainable beef in the community, they received a fair amount of comment.
Sure.
And I have, too. I've received letters, emails. People have come into my office, and I keep a little very informal poll going on on the wall above my desk, where I have just a simple for and against. And it's been interesting to me. Every time this enters the media, I get a few more interactions with folks.
Sure.
However, it's been largely 50-50 or slightly more, slightly in favor. That's usually what's on there. Now, I think that as more and more information is unfolded about this project and the effects, and if you haven't read the Ernie Goss study, you really should go read it. I think that there will be a lot more interest in the project than we're aware of and interest in our community. So this project will not just be sustainable beef. Assuming they're able to raise all their money and the project moves forward, which I certainly hope they can, there will be lots of other entities that come to locate near sustainable beef. And our community not only has to be prepared for sustainable beef, but we have to be prepared for the things that come with sustainable beef. Mm-hmm. They'll very likely be a company that wants to create pet food and things like that.
Sure. And support industries. Right. We've heard Mr. Pearson from the Chamber talk about.
Exactly. And those will provide good jobs as well. It's one of the reasons it has such a large economic impact, or the potential to have a large economic impact in our community.
And we not have just in the city, in the entire county and western end of the state?
Mm-hmm. That is correct. We have a lot to prepare for. We have to handle the issues of potential odor. We have to handle housing. We have to handle traffic. I mean, there's a lot of things for our community to do. If Sustainable Beef's able to get their money together, and I certainly hope they can, it's going to be an exciting time in our town. And that's one of the most exciting things as we enter December, the end of the year, where we all sort of, we like Christmas, we like our families, we like to be around, all those things. Think about how much positivity we have going in our town. I mean, not everything is perfect by any means. We have a lot of work to do. But look how positive things are in our community. As we work through things and we work together to create the best possible community, that's what we have to do. I joked when I was running about making downtown look like a Hallmark movie.
And you're not far off now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have a few more things to do, but I understand that Jeff Caldwell has picked up on that idea, and so he's working on it. And boy, if you want to get something done, get Jeff involved.
Yeah, the Caldwell.
Exactly. So I think that maybe next year, you know, downtown may look even better when at Christmas.
Might have the Hallmark Channel stomping downtown.
That we could do that.
We'll host them. Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate you stopping by the studio after every council meeting, and appreciate the great work you do for the city of North Platte.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me, and have a great day.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the missus. We'll see you on the heels of that Thanksgiving holiday next week.
That's right.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this quick news break on Husker Radio's KODY.